Let's recap the final meeting of 2024 for the Mid-Plains Committed to College Board of Governors. Mr. Ryan Purdy, president of MPCC, on the phone. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing good. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to your family. Gearing up. Here we go. Less than a week away, and hard to believe this was the final meeting of 2024.
Yeah, students are already gone. So they finished up their finals last week, and so they're gone. The faculty are gone, and I can tell that staff and administration, you know, if they've had vacation, they're starting to trickle out of here too. So it's getting light, which signals it is a welcome break coming.
Yep, campus is going to be closed for a couple of weeks, actually, and then get things going here, second week of January, something like that?
Yeah, so we'll close the 23rd, we'll close at 3 o'clock on the 24th on Christmas Eve, and we will reopen at 8 o'clock on January the 2nd, and faculty will join us back on January the 6th, and classes on January 13th, so it'll go quick.
It certainly will. Let's get to the agenda from last night. You had some open forum events last night.
We did, yep. So Jalen Dickey is the student rep for North Platte, and she I called her an overachiever because she graduated early. So she has actually took a full-time job with North Platte Public Schools and is continuing her education through Chatham State College, but here in North Platte. So just another example of a student that came here from not in Nebraska, and she's sticking around and been able to finish her education online here, we'll stay in our communities. So she's a great success story, great volleyball player, and we're lucky to have her for the time we did. Again, she'll be staying in North Platte, so she's always welcome to come back and see us.
This is one of just a couple of recognitions in open forum, wasn't it?
We did, yep. So Haven Smith, she is our new Director of Institutional Advancement, and so she previously was at the Mid-Plains United Way, kind of serving the same territory that Mid-Plains does, at least the southern region of our territory, but has about 15 years of experience in institutional advancement at other higher education institutions. And so we were fortunate that she was in the area. She wanted to get back into higher ed, and we were able to get a hold of her. So she's been working hard to wrap up the electrical technology building and the East Campus campaign there in McCook. And so I'm excited to have her off and running, I know that she's going to do great things.
Also, Ernie Mell recognized once again as NCCA Board of Governors nominee, and he and Joanna Brown honored as well for being outgoing board members.
Yeah, so Ernie, we awarded his nominee that he received back in November, since about half the board members were unable to attend that. So I just wanted to make sure we recognized him for that nomination again in front of his entire board. And then, yeah, we did celebrate both Joe and Ernie. This was their last meeting. So Ernie finished his fifth term on the board. He said 10 years on the North Platte School Board. I said he got off of that, went to the co-op board, and then thought, you know, he liked education better. So got off the co-op board and went to the Mid-Plains board. But he's been on with us for 20 years. And then Joe Brown, she was appointed back in 2014 when David Lynch out of Ogallala was able to continue in his role. And so Joe, again, education background, fantastic individual, and we're excited to have her for 10 and a half years, and so I know she's excited to spend some time with her children, her grandkids, and do some traveling, so wish them well. She also served as the liaison with the North Platte Foundation, so heavily involved in education with ESUs, with community college and public schools, and I anticipate we haven't seen the last of Joe.
And then I think you touched on with Jalen Dickey, your outgoing student trustee, was presented a certificate of appreciation.
Yep. So yeah, graduating early, so she'll have a new representative in North Platte starting in the spring semester. But want to just recognize her for show her appreciation for the work that she did to represent her students.
Consent items, sign of minutes, financial report, and you did have a resignation.
We did. So Micah Marvin, he's a math faculty in McCook, it's public now, so here we go. Right now, Micah is leaving us, but not leaving McCook. So McCook, he's actually taking a role with McCook Public Schools teaching math as well. So likes the field, likes the area, and I think he might want to get into coaching or something else at some point. So I think it's a good opportunity for him and his family to align their schedules but stay connected, teach dual credit. So while we lose him on the full-time side, I think we're still going to have him on the part-time adjunct side as well. So wish him well, and we got a math faculty to fill.
You had just a couple of action items last night.
We did. So, yep, just the regular bills in November, $2.3 million, which a little higher, but again, still finishing up the contract of East Campus and now starting with the electrical. So that does increase it a little bit. But then we did the first reading of the revised policy 5210, which is student scholarships, tuition waivers. Again, with North Platte having to go to Division One because there will be no Division Two schools left in Region 9, we had to kind of reshuffle the deck with scholarships. And so the board did approve the first reading of 5210, which does outline how our scholarships and tuition waivers are allocated amongst the sports. So we presented that to them in November to kind of get their blessing that they liked where we were headed with it. And this will really increase the opportunity for all teams to have a couple more scholarships than they've had in the past.
Cabinet reports.
Yep. You know, I met with the governor a couple weeks ago about dual credit, and so working with them to find some funding to replace some of the ARPA funds that we had the last 3 years with dual credit. Specifically, you know, legislation, we got 18 new senators starting, and so trying to weed through, you know, what their priorities are going to be and make sure that we're protected. And then again, with funding formula, this will be going into year two with our state aid moving, or our property tax revenue moving to the state side, and just want to do everything we can to protect that. We know that the senators don't want us to levy the taxes, and we do have that safety net that we can if they are unable to fund us, and we know they have a large deficit forecasted. So just trying to make sure that we're protected out here.
Anything else? Pretty much that was it for cabinet reports.
That was really pretty much it. A lot of housekeeping, just end of semester stuff that they're working on just to get things tied down and then also planning for the return of the students in the spring.
And then closed session, some negotiations. So kind of a fairly quick meeting last night, wasn't it?
Last month, I think it went to like 9:30, and this one we were done by 8. So, yep.
Not too bad at all. Daniel, Steinman, once again, anything from your end?
Starting something new can be challenging. At Mid Plains Community College, we see what it takes to make your dreams come true. Spring registration is now open with classes beginning January 13th. Enroll today and begin transforming your future at mpcc.edu. That's mpcc.edu.
Yeah, it's if you want to get involved, get some classes, guys, hey, get that done, get it registered, and you'll be ready to go in January, won't you?
Right, never too late. And, you know, the classes start and stop pretty much all the time. You know, there's 16-week courses, there's 12-week courses, 8-week courses, there's non-credit stuff. So, yeah, there's always an opportunity to start in.
One more plug, again, Ryan, about the East Campus. That I don't know if any dates have been thrown around yet on the opening of that or a grand opening, ribbon cutting, stuff like that, but it's coming up here pretty soon.
So we did. So in November, we did approve moving our January board meeting from North Platte to McCook. And so I'm guessing 4 o'clock, give or take a freckle, is what our guess right now is. But it will be January 15th will be the ribbon cutting for East Campus.
And that's going to be, I know we've talked about that before, that's going to be so great to have that building open, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And I think people that have been in there prior to and then came in are going to like, this is not the same building. But it is. They've done a phenomenal job. And we kept a couple things. We won't spill the beans. But I think when people walk through there, there's going to be a couple things they see. They're like, oh, yep, that is pretty awesome. They were able to keep some of the old with the new.
That's terrific. January 15th, you said about 4 o'clock or so?
Probably 4 o'clock, because we'll usually try to go into our work session at 5, and we'll do that at the East Campus. We're going to host our meeting that night at East Campus, so it'll kind of just all flow together. But my guess is it'll be probably 4 o'clock.